Have you ever wondered what happened to the native people in Mexico? Well, today we will be explaining all of that in the podcast. Welcome to our podcast. We like to call it the Colonial Crossroads Podcast. I'm here with me, the host, and our two expert guests, Kaylee Long.
Hi.
And Damon Rogers.
Hi.
Today we'll be talking about what happened whenever the Spanish came over and interacted with the native Mexicans. We will talk about the negative impacts and the positive impacts. So Kaylee, tell me about why the Spanish came over to Mexico in the first place.
So at this time period in history, the Spanish wanted to be rich and started exploring. They were going to all kinds of places on all kinds of voyages to get rich and other benefits. They wanted to get all of the natural riches from the land in the Americas, and they ended up going to Mexico, where the native Mexican tribes lived, specifically the Mayans, Olmecs, and Aztecs. The year is 1519. And Spanish explorer Hernan Cortes brought 450 men to Mexico to retrieve the gold that was rumored to fill the land. Little did the Spanish know they would have more negative impacts than positives, but that story is for later.
So why did they think that there was gold in the Americas in the first place?
The Spanish had pretty much just assumed that there would be an abundance of gold and other things of worth for them in Mexico, but it was pretty much all based on rumors coming from the indigenous travelers and no real facts at all.
They had actually found gold in the Caribbeans previously, as they already colonized it and figured that Mexico would do the same.
Yeah.
Damon, would you like to tell the listeners about the negative impacts that the Spanish had on the Aztecs, Olmecs, and the Mayans?
Sure. One of the main impacts was the fact that the native Mexican culture was changed forever. The religion was changed. They lost their tribal customs, and their culture was lost, and a lot of native Mexicans passed away because of violence they faced from the Spanish because they were defenseless. Another main reason for them passing away was the fact that they never experienced disease, but the Spanish came over with disease, and it led the native Mexicans to pass away because their immune systems was not used to it, just from disease alone. Over a period of 1,000 years, it killed over 90% of the Native Mexican population. The natives were brutally taken advantage of for the worst reasons possible.
Oh wow, why did the Spanish exploit the native people of Mexico?
The Spanish exploited the native Mexican Mexico because they were easy to take advantage of. They had no way to defend themselves. And the Spanish explorers were ruthless and just wanted to get rich and would take out anything in their way.
Thank you, Damon, for sharing. Kaylee, why did the Spanish only wreak havoc on the native people? Or was there some good to come out of it?
So even though the Spanish did hurt the native people of Mexico, the Spanish did do good things for the natives. The Spanish provided the Aztecs with new innovative crops such as sugarcane and wheat that they had no prior knowledge of. This helped them to make different foods and enrich their diets with these new crops. They also gave them guns and taught them how to use the guns as well as how to hunt with them. This gave the native Mexicans an advantage over their enemies. They introduced the native Mexicans to Catholicism and how to practice the religion, as well as the Spanish language and how to properly speak it. The Spanish also established schools and universities for the native Mexicans to attend so that they could get a good education, and was also a way to convert them to Catholicism. Another positive to come out of Spanish colonialism in Mexico was the new architectural knowledge. The help of the They helped them build better bridges, buildings, and roads, as well as helping them build ports so they can trade with other people. This led to more money and more ambitions for the tribes overall.
Due to the Mexicans, the Spanish coming over, the knowledge that they gave to the native Mexicans, do we still see that today?
Yes, we do. The crops that the Spanish gave the Native Americans still grow today, and the schooling that the Aztecs received better educated them, so they were able to be emotive and make their society better overall.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope to see you soon.